AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Jeffrey Epstein is again the talk of Washington, and it involves President Trump. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Documents released by Democrats in the House Oversight Committee show Jeffrey Epstein wrote in a 2019 email to a journalist, Donald Trump knew about the girls. Epstein also wrote in 2011, he told Ghislaine Maxwell Trump had spent hours at Epstein's house with a sex trafficking victim. At the White House, this is Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
These emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong.
Leavitt says Democrats are selectively leaking the emails to smear the president.
And what President Trump has always said is that he was from Palm Beach and so was Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a member at Mar-a-Lago until President Trump kicked him out because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep.
Leavitt says the White House has been transparent about the Epstein case. President Trump has consistently denied any knowledge of Epstein's crimes and has said he ended their relationship years ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The House of Representatives is back in session tonight. Before it, a bill that would reopen the government. The large majority of Democrats are expected to vote against the bill because it doesn't extend health care tax credits. Representative Pramila Jayapal.
Look, we just need to extend these tax credits and make sure that people have access, 22 million Americans have access, because they're fine to put, you know, million-dollar little prizes in this appropriations bill so eight senators can sue the government. They're fine to send $40 billion to Argentina, but they don't want to help Americans afford their health care. That's really the fight that's on the table and has been this whole time.
Stocks closed mixed. The Dow gained more than 325 points to reach another record high. But tech stocks weighed on the rest of the market. The S&P closed with a small gain. The Nasdaq fell. This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer has a story on a secret message.
An encrypted message in an art installation outside the CIA headquarters has stymied the world's best code breakers for 35 years. Now the secret to deciphering it is up for auction. Bobby Livingston with RR Auction.
The first three messages were unencrypted within 10 years, but the K4 has remained encrypted till this day.
Jim Sanborn's Cryptos was installed in 1990. Sanborn says the encrypted messages are paragraphs that build on each other while becoming increasingly difficult to decipher. Not even AI has solved the mystery. At 79, Sanborn is looking for the next keeper to the secrets of K4.
That method is the real deal, and nobody has the method but me.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.